And Stu joins us now. Stu, I know when you joined us a week ago, you were busting my chops about how the Predators could win. And yet, I would say even you have to be shocked on some level with how well they have played in this series and really dominated it so far.
There's no question. I mean, I anticipated, knew that the Preds had it in them to come out on top in a seven-game series with the Chicago Blackhawks, in spite of the fact that they're playing the Chicago Blackhawks as strong as they've been this year and historically, you guys. But I will admit to it. I'm very surprised, and I'm sure, you know, the entire hockey operations department and the fine cast of skaters that dress out for the Predators every night are a little bit surprised by that. But that kind of hockey is in them. The Blackhawks are guilty of underestimating them, of failing to pay them, the Predators, their due respect. And for that reason, you guys, they are very much on the outside looking in.
Stu, we've been talking all year about what it would look like if all of the Predators' best players played their best at one time, and it kind of feels like we're getting that now. What has happened, and how have they been able to find this?
Well, I don't know that it's everybody at the same time. I mean, it's I think the baseline effort that you're getting from a night-to-night basis is probably as strong as you've seen from one night to the next. But, hey, this is playoff hockey. I mean, in game two, guys, it was, you know, it was the depth. It was the bottom six in the roster stepping up to help turn the tide. In game three, it's the top end guys like forward and Fiala, like Forsberg and Fiala is playing in a top six role, and they were able to contribute. So, you know, you're getting it from different places on any given night. It's the beauty of the playoffs, and I'm not the least bit surprised by that. Sure, they have struggled with consistency, you know, at certain segments of the 16-17 schedule, but, you know, watching this team up close, following the way that I am, I have always said this. They boast goaltending that is on a parallel with any other goaltending tandem in the NHL. They have a decor that has no rival in my estimation. And now, finally, towards the back half of the 16-17 schedule, the Preds are getting production up front. This is an area where it's really been a challenge. From the All-Star break on forward, this is a more dangerous team, and you're seeing that bear out in the context of a seven-game series, even against the best team in all the Western Conference, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Stu, how important is a sweep compared to going ahead and winning it in the fifth game or the sixth game?
Well, you know, I don't know that. I mean, you know, let me qualify my comments by saying, if you're the Predators, of course you are preparing to put your absolute best game on the ice, and especially in that first series of shifts to start game four. Of course, you want to close it down here because you don't want to take the risk of, you know, of prolonging a series or allowing the Chicago Blackhawks, a proud and experienced bunch, you know, a small window of daylight, a small window of hope in this series to climb back into it. Having said all that, Floyd, if they don't close it out tomorrow night, I mean, they've got three other opportunities, the Preds, as well as they've played. You know, to me, it's not do or die tomorrow night, not if you're the Nashville Predators.
I think we can look now at the Preds and say, you know, we're definitely better than an eighth seed. Is Chicago a true number one seed?
You know, it's a good question. I think they are, but I would qualify the comment by saying, you know, when you're talking about the 16, just the regular NHL schedule, an 82-game schedule, I think, you know, you've got a roster strong enough to finish in the top of the Western Conference if you're the Chicago Blackhawks. But come the postseason, it's a different animal altogether, and it's a completely different brand of hockey and almost a completely different mindset. And the thing I'm really trying to point to here is it may be the case that, you know, Chicago doesn't have the depth and certainly not the experience in a deeper part of the roster. That's where the Preds are different. I've made a lot of noise about this throughout this series so far. In this playoff, as compared to 2015, Floyd and Jared, the Preds dress out 12 10-plus goal scorers on just about any night. The Blackhawks, on the other hand, are just 7 10-plus goal scorers. That's very different. It was actually a flip of that in the 2015 schedule. Since that time, so the Preds have really become deeper just in terms of the overall balance that they have, and they have been through two important playoff seasons last year, Anaheim, San Jose, the year prior with these same Chicago Blackhawks. And I think the experience really, not the only thing, but counts for something. I think that's an important part of what we're seeing.
Stu Grimson is our guest. He, of course, the analyst on Fox Sports Tennessee for the Predators, and will be on the call tomorrow night. Stu, the Chicago media calls it Joel Quenneville's nuclear option, and that is to put Kane and Taves together. We have not seen that outside of their power play in this series. If they do put Kane and Taves together tomorrow night, what does that mean for the Predators defensively?
Well, I think it's probably a situation where, you've got a little more to contend with just in terms of a top line. But recognize from the Blackhawks' point of view, if you load up, and it's not loading up everything, there's plenty of danger left in that lineup after you load up Kane and Taves onto the same line. But I do think it leaves the Blackhawks in a somewhat vulnerable position. Okay, so if you can play to Coach Laviolette gets his matchup and he can keep Kane and Taves to some extent neutralized, which is what the Preds have really done for substantially all of three games, it allows you the opportunity to maybe tip the scales in your favor if you're Nashville, where lines 2, 3, and 4 are concerned for the Chicago Blackhawks. Remember, game 3, it's the top six from Nashville outplaying the top six on the Chicago side. But in game 2, you might characterize that as the bottom six outplaying the bottom six on the Chicago side. So, there's this interesting kind of contrast going on between these two clubs. If the top sectors of the roster can somewhat cancel out, you really have to favor Nashville should Coach Quenneville go with that matchup, given the depth of the Nashville roster, just the way it shakes out.
Stewie,
does that make sense, or have I been totally confusing?
No, it makes
sense. Made sense to me.
Yeah. the way that Peter has handled this team getting ready for the playoffs, you know, the playing some of the down-the-line guys in the last few games and resting Pekka. I mean, I think it's just been outstanding to date. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you. I've been able to observe the Coach Laviolette administration for, we are well into year 3 at this point. I have seen some of the most masterful coaching I've seen over the course of my career, as a player, as a broadcaster. And I'll tell you what, I really do think, and this has been a pivotal point in this series, remember, coming out of game 1, Preds played a solid first period, but were very much on their heels for periods 2 and even period 3, and still managed to come out on top. It was a firestorm in the Nashville end during the second period of game 1. I thought really that was Coach Laviolette's greatest challenge. How do you find a way to amp things up, knowing you got the outcome you wanted in game 1, but didn't really play the way you needed to play, knowing that there was probably more to come? He did that. I thought he really successfully motivated these guys. I almost feel like to this point, you've kind of coached these guys to a level where Coach Laviolette might even be pulling back at some point. There was less coaching during game 3, in my estimation, and it was more the players like Forsberg taking the bull by the horns and almost single-handedly turning that game around. Yes, Coach Laviolette has been remarkable, but he is kind of, tutored this group to a point where they're, you know, they're to be credited as well. They're taking ownership of it, and they're out there skating stride for stride, going shoulder to shoulder with the best team in the Western Conference.
Stu Grimson, as always, Stu, we appreciate it. We'll see you at the arena tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Strap it in, boys. It'll be an exciting one.
Appreciate it, Stu. Stu Grimson, as always, joining us here.